Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 18. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, the 4th chapter. The Holy Apostle writes, "As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas. Also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he is strongly opposed to our message. At my first offense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Luke alone is with me. That's a sobering sentence. Here at the end of his ministry, St. Paul finds himself alone, save for one man. Some of his fellow workers have gone to work in other cities and regions. Others have deserted him and done him harm. They love the world and its luxuries, and rather suffer hardship and danger with Paul, they abandoned him to go home. So again, that little sentence sticks out. Luke alone is with me. These closing personal remarks to Timothy are moving, and they stir up courage in those who hear them and read them and take them to heart. St. Paul expresses a boldness and a confidence in God our Savior that is remarkable given his circumstances. He is a prisoner of Nero, nothing that anybody would ever want to be. There don't appear to be many days left to him at all. But who better to have at your side, then, at the end of a life filled with contentions and fears, than Luke, the beloved physician, the first historian of the church, whose mind and heart are filled to the brim with the knowledge and the faith of Jesus? What comfort that man must have been to St. Paul. Note well, Paul is not despondent in any of this. Though the time of his departure is at hand, and he'll soon be poured out as a drink offering, he is still thinking of one thing, of the ministry, of preaching, of the church, of Jesus above all things. He says, "The Lord stood by me and strengthened me." He sings of his confidence in Jesus, does he not? His deliverance from every evil work, his preservation in those holy wounds. Though he has endured many things for the sake of Jesus, labor, prison stays, lashes, the rod across his back, being stoned, shipwrecked, perils of every sort, as he said elsewhere, fightings without and fears within, he has not lost heart. He does not despair. And so here in his Roman confinement, Paul is confident of the Lord's rescue and provision, confident in his coming reward, confident in the kingdom of heaven, confident that he will be conducted safely by the heavenly angels, looking forward to the crown of righteousness that Jesus has laid up for him. He calls Timothy to his side, asks him to bring his scrolls and his books. He's just not a nerdy pastor. He just doesn't want to sit and read. Why does he call Timothy to bring his scrolls and his books? To be comforted, for sure. But there's more to it. It is so he can deliver his last will and testament. He will turn over those books and scrolls to the safekeeping of the church. And he adds, too, bring along Mark, because he's his son in the faith. He's very useful to him in the ministry, because Paul has not stopped preaching, even though he's confined. How easy it is for despair to come over us. We look at the world churning with hate and war. Every day it piles up around us. It never seems like we get a break at it anymore. It hasn't touched us directly, but we get to see it. Finances are suffering. Churches don't grow, at least not in our eyes. Our work is ignored by others, even those whom we are meant to serve. Can't get them to answer the phone. Optimism is easily replaced by gloom. Spirits can flag and waver. We easily droop in the heat of these gray latter days. How gracious is our Lord that he sends us faithful friends and workers to be by our side in dark days. Through them, he strengthens us and relieves our burdens. Their words penetrate our stupor. Christ is risen, we hear them say. Think on Jesus who suffered for you and gave himself for you. There is such good news to be put into your ears and by your friends. That the Son of God took on our flesh to save us body and soul from all that oppresses us. Our friends encourage us to lift up our eyes to the cross, on which hung the salvation of the whole world. That's our comfort. That is the consolation of those who are baptized into Christ, that your sins are washed away, your troubles are placed onto him, that you partake of his holy body and blood, and so you are bound into one loaf and one cup with each other. What a gift to poor sinners who find themselves alone in a storm-tossed and sin-churned world. For by his Spirit and through the consolation of the brethren, we are prepared for conflicts that we might bear them firmly and with honor. God grant that we breathe our last days as St. Paul breathed out his. Being filled with confidence and joy as we are conducted safely home. We too listen to faithful Luke when we hear his gospel and the Acts of the Apostles read to us. He cheers us just as he cheered St. Paul. By those words, the Spirit comes to us and washes our wounds, binds us up, sets us into his little inn with all the other poor sinners. And here we enjoy the foretaste of the feast to come. Luke alone is with me. What a way to wrap up one's sojourn in this wilderness. Paul was greatly comforted by it. On the one hand is Luke. On the other, Jesus standing by him and strengthening him. And so it is with you, dear brethren. Luke and all the other holy writers on the one hand, and on your side, Jesus, strengthening you and giving you his peace, and always saying into your ear, take heart, I have overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.